This call is being recorded.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me okay, Darius? Okay, cool.
Yeah, right now we have Diana and Deidre in here right now. We have two other people who are, like, leaving a funeral. They should be on their way in a little bit.
Okay, who all should I expect on the call?
Me. Hold on one sec. Yeah, me, Diana, Deidre, Darnell, and Montrell.
Right on. Hi, Diana and Deidre.
Hello, how are you doing?
Actually, we're just missing probably one person that's going to be actually, editing the site and adding content and stuff like that, and that's Darnell.
Darnell, okay. Got it. So I'm going to need to make accounts for everybody who's going to edit the site. While you're waiting for people to show up, can you send me an email with all the email addresses and the names of the people who need accounts?
Because
I can set that up in like 2-3 minutes probably.
Okay. Hold on one sec.
All right.
I'm going to go on the patio because it's a little quieter up there.
Email.
I'm actually just busting out my computer. Yeah?
Yeah, Diana's about to email you.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Me, Leroy Jr., Darnell, Deidre, Chantel. You can add, we add Montrell to that too. So you'll have one.
Cool. Do you know what everyone else's ETA is for this meeting?
I'm not sure right now. Yeah, we can start, though, because, like, the main people who are going to be editing, really, is going to be me, Diana, and Deidre.
Okay.
I'll be doing, like, a lot of the video, audio, and, like, graphic content. Diana will be doing more of the... I like the written word type stuff, back end type of things, like the resources, stuff like that. And Deidre, she'll also be doing that, but she'll be more with the live events, like any other thing
like
that.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm just getting on the Wi-Fi where I am, so take me a second to get these accounts set up. Darius, why don't we just use your account for the testing or for the training? Because you already have an account on the live site, right?
Right.
So you've been using it. So I think that'll let us just kind of get moving here without having to wait on me. Why don't you go ahead and log in to the super admin section of the website?
Okay. logged in.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on, Noah. Like, what are we gonna cover? Well, I want to know, like, what do you want?
Sorry, you were cutting out.
Yeah, like, what did you want to cover in this meeting?
So
you're gonna, how to add pages.
Yeah, I want to show you guys how to add pages. That was my main objective. I figured you guys might want some other people, but we also, so I want to talk about how to add pages, go through any questions you have about managing the site, and then I just kind of want to figure out the path forward for Blackbaud and Luminate. Because we accomplished our first objective, which was to redo the website, but we didn't accomplish our second objective yet, which is to only have one website. So you still have my.eiwm.org and you have this new site. And we want to change that over.
Got it. Okay, cool. All right, I'm in the admin right now.
Perfect. Okay. I'm still getting there on my end. So do you, while I'm loading this on my side, do you have any questions, Darius, or anyone else on the team about the on-demand content? Are you pretty good on managing that at this point?
Yeah, we're good on, like, adding content. Hold on one sec. Let me see something.
All right.
Yeah, when it comes to adding content, all that's working.
You're good to go. Okay. All right. So I'm ready now to talk about adding pages. So if you go to – if you're in the super admin section, there's a new link in the bar called CMS.
Okay, hold on one sec, Noah.
Okay.
Hey, so I'm about to create a screen share so Diana and like Deidre can see it.
Oh, you guys aren't in the same room?
Well, I mean, we are, but kind of a...
Wait, you want to see my screen or you want me to walk you through on your screen?
Well, either way, it'll work. But I was going to make my own GoToMeeting to share with them.
Okay. Because I'm not in a good spot to do that from my screen. I'm outside of a coffee shop in downtown Sacramento. So I can walk you through everything, but I can't really do a screen share on my end.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Like, I was telling you, like, give me like a couple 2 minutes, so I
okay. You got it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Meeting. Yeah. All right, now we're ready.
Cool, man. So from the admin pages, go to CMS.
All right. I'm on CMS.
All right. So it, does it open up to a new page form?
It says new page, label layout, page title, background
yep,
image.
Yep, exactly. Okay, cool. So actually, I have to make, let me make a root page really quick. I thought they did this when they set this up. Root page. I'm going to create a page that doesn't do anything, and then we're, all the pages that we make after that are going to be, like, based on that page. Okay. So go hit the back button to where you're back on the main admin tools.
Okay.
Then we're going to click
there.
CMS one more time. All right. Then click CMS.
See root page.
Yeah, okay. So what you want to do now is up at the top, hit create new page. All right. I'm going to explain these fields to you. Label is how you guys recognize the page. So this isn't what people see when they go to the site. This is what you see and helps you keep track of what you're looking at.
Got it.
Slug is the URL of the page. So, for example, it would be LeroyThompson.tv/content/my page. So here you could just put my page, and it would automatically have that address.
Okay.
Layout, you just want to leave that as generic and leave parent as root page, okay? You don't have to mess with those.
Okay.
And then there's three fields to be focused on. One is page title, so that's what shows up at the top of the web page. There's background image. So when you gave us the design for the generic pages, Darius, you included a default background image, which was like, I think it was a faded out picture of Dr. Thompson with a gradient going to black.
Yeah.
So that'll be the default, but if you want to use a different one for any given page, then you can upload it here.
Okay.
All right, so then it'll replace the default one. And then lastly is content. So here you can, you know, you pretty much have a clean slate to create content using a rich text form. So you can do formatting in here. You can do lists and stuff. And then you can also insert images and upload those right from your computer.
Okay. And how does the video...
Right now, so this, we used a plugin for the content management system that is used to using YouTube or Vimeo. If you want to use a video from the site and embed it, I have to create a solution for that, which won't be hard, but I wasn't sure if you guys were going to need to do that or not. So, if you want to do that, you can either like put it on YouTube and use it that way, or I can set up like a customization where you can use a video off your own site.
Okay, so it'll work if I insert a YouTube link or a Vimeo link, like it'll read
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yep. Totally.
Will it if I do a YouTube link, like will it show? Like the like all the YouTube logos and all that.
Depends on how you generate that from YouTube. So,
yeah. Okay.
Both YouTube and Vimeo give you some options when you're setting up your embed code.
Yeah. Okay. So currently right now, if I want to like do our own video from the archive site, or like the content,
uh-huh.
like our own, I won't recognize it right now.
I mean, you could put a hyperlink to content that's on the site.
Okay.
You could also use like an iframe, like one of Eric's iframe links.
Okay.
But as far as embedding like something from our website directly, like I said, I can get that done, but that's not there as of this moment.
Cool. No problem. Yeah, like I just want to clarify that. We're good.
Okay. All right.
anything else on this page?
No. So if you're comfortable with this, then what you do at the end is you hit create page. Now there's an option to publish it or not publish it. So if you uncheck published, just like on the old Drupal site, it won't be available to users, but you'll still be able to work on it.
Got it.
All right. So that's really it. You can make anything you want using this page. It's going to go with that sort of, like we called it, the generic layout that you designed and sent us. If you have other layouts you want to use for certain pages, I can set up multiple layouts that you can choose from. So right now you just have that one option under layout called generic. But we have options there. So this is kind of the starting point to give you guys a way to add content to your site. And I expect from this point, after you've used it for, you know, a couple days, a week, 2 weeks, that you're probably going to come back and say, hey, can you make it do this or can you make it do that? And so I'm prepared to, like, customize this as much as you need it.
Got it. So when we come to you with a new layout, it'll mainly just include, like, the actual design and coloring?
Yeah.
Yep. Right, we'll still add in through this content block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what you do is use this for a couple of days, add some pages, and then find out what you like and don't like, and then let's have a follow up.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yep.
All right. So I know one of the things we talked about was having Dr. Thompson's itinerary. I think we should make that a separate page so that it can, we can actually have like event links and stuff, and it can automatically take events off when they're over. But again, I left that off because that has to do with our conversation about integrating with Luminate. So,
right.
if you guys are good to go on this, part of our meeting, then we can switch over and talk about Luminate.
Yeah, I got two questions about the CMS.
Yeah.
Editing.
Yes.
Explain to me like the snippets thing and the files.
Yeah. Okay. Snippets are little blocks of content that you can put across your website. So you don't. The idea of a snippet is like, let's say you wanted to have a sidebar with information, like sidebar with a bio on Dr. Thompson. And you wanted that to show up on like four different pages, but you don't want to show up on every page. So you could make a snippet and then we could place that snippet in a layout and tell it to only show on X page X, Y, and Z, but not A, B, and C.
Okay, cool. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I got another question about that, but I'm going to ask it after the black ball stuff, if we have time. Not really that important right now. But and the files option, that's...
Yes, sir.
I like that.
When you upload
content and stuff, it'll just say, it'll be organized in here.
Yeah, that'll be for like pictures or PDFs or Word docs that you want to link to from your pages or snippets.
Got it. So we want to go back to use already. We can easily go to it and reuse it or like see that it's there. And
exactly. Yep.
Okay. Cool. All right. All that is good. And I like how you laid it out too. It's real simple.
Cool. All right.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. What is the root page again? Like, that's just...
Required by this plugin so that we can actually, like, have pages that are based on, like, a common layout. So you don't actually need any content on your root page.
Okay, that's just... Okay.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Yeah, we're good with this. We're going to some of the blackboard stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna pull up my.eiwm.org.
If there's any noise in the background, it's because people in downtown are crazy. It's like a mix of like people with like successful business people with money and then like the homeless population. So you just have a whole interesting blend.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm on my.eiwm.org. I think we just basically need to come up with a punch list of things that need to happen for us to get rid of this site and switch over 100% to LeroyThompson.tv.
All right. Yeah. We have like a couple questions.
Yeah.
I have some for us just to have some clarity on everything so we can know what's going on. I think Diana can probably explain it best on like what pages are going to be blackballed. Like what are gonna be like? What all kind of confusing to me? Like Diana, I don't know how to.
So basically, like you said, we do need a list of things that need to be, I guess, fixed before we get rid of this site completely. But I know blackballed. I think we need to on our end to redesign header because some things. I don't think the e-store page and page are all blackball pages. I think that they have to make like a header that can't be changed.
Okay, so what you're saying is, so you're cutting out a little bit. Let me repeat what I heard, so I know I'm understanding, or you can correct me. So there's some pages. Like the e-store and like the donate page that are hosted on Blackbaud. So we have to we have to go change the look and feel of Blackbaud so it looks like our website.
Right, correct, yes. And Blackbaud will change it for us. We just have to figure out, I guess, the design that so that when people click from LTTV to give, it looks like it's the same thing. Like it's all
I mean, if you want, I can just have my team do that. Like, we know how to do that, and I have access on Blackbaud now.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I'll just kind of set it up so it pretty much looks like the generic layout of LeroyThompson.tv.
Okay, good. Because she said that if we just send them like a link to us, like if you have a staging site or something. They can recreate it for whatever they have to do on their end.
Got it. Yeah, no, it's already live, so we don't even need to send up staging. I think I'll just have my team do that. We'll get it done, and then because I think sometimes it takes a long time to get things done with Blackbaud, and I can probably have that finished by the end of the week. So,
okay. Good.
All right. So that
covers e-store and donate,
The events and the events page as far as the itinerary, not like the LTTV events. It's those three pages.
Okay.
Yeah, it's whatever pages are like where our partners and when they log in, like if they can see their it's whatever pages have to be linked back to Blackbaud and that tie into our database here. Our
Okay, so itinerary, giving, sorry, just walked by a bus. Itinerary, giving, and online store. Okay, so let's just say those pages are done, and we've linked to them. What else do we need to have that you guys, I guess what I think you guys should do is you should try to set up any pages from my.eiwm.org onto the new site using the tools I just gave you.
Right.
And then whatever, so besides those, the three that you mentioned that we have to keep on Blackbaud, and then whatever you can't do or whatever, like, you're like, hey, I want to get this done, but I'm not sure how, spend a couple days doing this and then come up with a list for me And that'll be our final development list before we can basically merge the sites.
Right. Okay. Another thing we discussed yesterday was we want, when people go to EIWM.org, like if they type in that URL, we want to see the ever-increasing Word Ministries logo instead of LTTV.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Fair way for us to do that?
Well, do you want to have two websites that look alike, or do you want to have one website?
Well, I think of it like this. Like, it's going to be one website, but when it comes to people who are just looking for, like, the ministry or, like, the info, like, we don't want them to go straight to, like the Leroy Thompson TV, live or seven player page.
Okay. So what we need is we need a home page that's separate from this, from the player.
Right, right. And it goes to that when somebody types in EIWM.org. But it'll still be like, it'll be like a different, I don't know if it's possible, like, to do like a different URL just in case somebody types that in, like, it goes straight to the info.
Yeah.
Info and content.
All right. So a couple things there. So it's possible to do. I'm not going to recommend that you have, like, two. I mean, you can have two URLs, but they should ultimately redirect back to one. So, for example, we could set it up where people can go to LeroyThompson.tv, and it would redirect to EIWM.org/livestream. Or you could have it where people go to EIWM.org, and it goes to LeroyThompson.tv/EIWM.
Perfect. Yeah, basically, like, this page, like, it'll still be a page that you can access through the menu if you go straight to LeroyThompson.tv. Like, you still access the same page through the menu, but if somebody types in EIWM.org or, like, LeroyThompson.tv/EIWM, it goes straight to that page.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm just writing down a list of what we've talked about so far. So, header footer for giving, store, itinerary posted on Luminate, homepage. Okay. All right. So, do you guys want to design a homepage and send it to me? Do you have the bandwidth to do that, or do you want me to put something together?
Well, I got a question about the about, like, the adding pages thing. You told us to, make, like, the itinerary and the give page through, like, adding pages first?
No.
Oh, no.
Do everything except the itinerary, the give, and the donate page. So don't try to make those using the CMS, because we know those have to stay on Blackbaud. So what my team's going to do is just build out the header and footer on Blackbaud to look like the rest of the site.
Okay.
So I was suggesting is all the other pages on my.eiwm.org that you want to keep, you should try to build those and go as far as you can, and then we'll have a follow-up meeting so that my team can help with anything you guys either couldn't figure out or that the CMS can't do by itself.
Okay, I got you. So, like, for example, like, we have, like, a Word of Life Christian Center page on the it's just, like, text, pictures, and a video. We should try to create that out of CMS.
Yes, sir. Yep.
I got you. And, oh, yeah, we met briefly yesterday, like, just here in the office. And we thought, like, once we changed the header and the footer for the black bar pages, would those be able to be changed again, like, if we need to? Or like once they're changed?
Yeah.
What was that?
They can be changed in Blackbaud. So we can, anytime you need that, you can just call us up or call up Blackbaud or try to take a stab at it on your own. Because you'll have the same access that we have to change those pages.
Well, I was asking, like, without, because I knew before, like, once we, like, did, like, initial design, I will call them back where they were charges. Like, will it be a charge fee? I'm just trying to see how it process.
Just like we always do, you know, we're going to probably end up billing for our time. We're going to make it look exactly like the rest of the website. So unless you want to change the look of the website, you shouldn't have to like really take time and come back to that.
Okay. So we don't have to go to Blackbaud for, the change of design again, like we have to come to you.
You can do it. All I'm going to do is I'm going to log into Blackbaud and use their tools to change the header and footer. But I think that my team's going to move faster than Blackbaud. I think I can get it done by end of week.
I got you.
Austin, I talked to a girl yesterday. I think she's training us on the Luminate backend. I think they were. Uh-huh. I think she was that you guys weren't able to, that we had to send over for them to recreate, but she could have been telling me that because they're going to charge us to do that, and maybe that's why. It was like she was making it seem like only Blackbaud could change those pages.
That's false, but I can, if I try to do it and I can't figure out how, then I'll just email you guys or call you and let you know that, hey, we got to go with them on this.
Okay. So that's what she was making it seem, but I'm not. I mean, I guess I'll let you try first, and then we'll, see.
That's what salespeople's job is to do. Sell.
Right.
So.
And but it's good at selling this stuff.
Yep.
They have all the links for there, and then they have the other pages, like the quick links.
We say, can we do that?
Yeah.
On the, can we create our own page? What do you mean?
Do we add this?
You ask me. Yeah.
Okay, Noah. So,
yes.
Can you on? I was looking at Elevation Church's website, and they have the quick links at the bottom of their, like they have up their Facebook, Twitter. It's just like the little symbols, but they're linked to all their pages, and they have quick links at the bottom. Their website.
Yep.
Would we add that, or is that something that you would have to do?
No, I think Darius, why don't you design a footer at some point, and then we can put a footer on all the pages.
Okay.
I think we talked about that while we were building out the original site, but the original designs didn't have a footer, so it's really, really easy to put in a footer.
Okay.
All right.
We'll set it up. We'll set it up one time, and it'll show up on every page, live stream, on demand, custom pages, whatever.
Okay, good. Great.
Okay, I'm just putting out some notes real quick. What are the pages? What pages are going to be Blackbaud in?
Itinerary, store, and the Gale.
E-store. And then the other ones we can make ourselves through the CMS.
Yeah. Right.
And what about what about like the partnership and like the logging in and with the accounts and everything?
So login uses single sign on. So when they hit login from our site, it's gonna use Blackbaud to authenticate their account.
What I'm asking is that working right now, or we have to merge first?
I think it's still pointing to Net Community because we launched it, and then it turned out that it wasn't activated or something on the new site, and so we had to roll back. So we might, again, we might need to have a conversation with Lewis about that. Just make sure it's ready to take our sign-ons and that all the database is there, and then we can switch it back over.
Okay. Now, what about the partnership page? Does that have to be Blackbaud, or is it just like the, like we just make the partnership page and then the link will like go to like logging in their information through?
Yeah.
I think anytime
we want, I think. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
Well, I think all the account stuff is managed through them. So they should have a form that looks and feels like our site. So add that to the list along with itinerary giving online store, add partnership form.
Okay.
So let's just make sure that Blackbaud has that page available and that we have the address for it. And then we can just link to that. So we can have like a landing page that you guys build through the CMS all about partnership. And then we can embed a link in that landing page that says become a partner now. We can make it a button or whatever, and that'll link to the Blackbaud form.
Got
so
it.
Then
okay.
they can
Got
sign
it.
Up, make an account, and then they can sign in using our website because it goes through Blackbaud.
Got it. All right. I think I'm good with that.
You talking about the menu?
Yeah. I just want to get all the Blackbaud stuff out right now. All right. Were there any questions about Blackbaud from you that you needed to know? Or
no. I'm good to go. If I run into anything with my team trying to build out the header and the footer, I'll let you know, Darius. And then maybe we can have a follow-up call with Lewis or something.
Okay.
I think also you still have to send us that, like, I don't know what kind of image it's of the header and the footer, because there are some, I think, like, the automated emails, they need that for the emails that are sent through Luminate. I think it's, like, if you build, so I think that is something that they have to, that Blackbaud needs. So I guess once y'all finish, y'all would just have to send us the artwork, yeah, I guess, or the whatever, however. And
I'm not real familiar with how that email system works. But, I mean, all the designs we have basically came from Darius. So like, Darius, if they give you dimensions for email graphics, then you could probably just, like, tweak the current designs to be in the height and width of, like, an email header. If you need us to set to install those, I'm sure I could figure it out. Yeah. I haven't looked at anything related to Blackbaud emails yet.
Okay. Well, I'll kind of wait. I guess if Darius has it, then that's fine. And then I guess I'll wait to see how much y'all can actually customize on the website. Because I'm sure you can change it. He probably was just telling us that because they were wanting to bill us the extra however much money. But so I'll just wait to hear back from him.
Okay. That's fair. All right.
Yeah, and I think we're good on Blackbaud. I have everything written out, and I'll right now we have a couple of questions and a couple of things that we want to check up on and change on the current site on LeroyThompson.tv.
All right,
Saturday, we have a private stream that we want to create for Saturday. And I on the admin that is available.
Yep.
But every time I try to make one, I don't receive an email to do the private stream.
The private stream emails. Interesting. All right. I'll check up on that. I don't know why it would be doing that, but...
Yeah, like it makes the code, but the code isn't clickable, and I don't receive an email with the code or anything.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Can take care of that.
And if you can, yeah, if you can you put that like on top of your list?
Sure.
Yeah, cause we want to do that this Saturday, and we have to send an email out before Saturday.
Okay.
Our partners.
Got it. And
a couple of things we want to change on the site. We want to make the video player like smaller than what it is right now. I know we told you before to make it big, but I want to downsize it a little bit more.
Okay.
I'm not sure how small, but I'm not sure how to explain that. Let me see.
Well, why don't we have maybe you and I can do a call on Friday,
mm-hmm.
Or early next week, and I can just like make some adjustments on a screen share, and then whatever, like when you feel like, hey, we got it, then we'll just save that.
Okay. You want to do that Friday? Should be good Friday.
Let me look at my calendar Friday. Hang on. That's 4th of July. Are you going to be in the office?
4th of July. Wait. Oh. Labor Day? We meet August 4th?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was 4th of July. My bad. 4th of August. Okay, I'm all right. How about noon your time?
Yeah, that's good. I'm good with that.
Okay. So we put Darius. I'll send an invite. August 4th. All right. And invite Darius. Perfect. All right. I just sent you an invite.
Okay. Yeah. I know you kind of work on like an hourly block with your meetings and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a long list of things. Well, not like extremely long, but it's about 6 things. So you want to do that Friday? Well, I can email
yeah.
you right now, and then we can go over it Friday. And you can text me or
That's
call
great.
Me in between now and Friday to kind of get some clarification.
Yeah, perfect. So I'll
okay.
set up an hour-long block from 10 to, well, from noon to 1 your time on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, because like the two main things that we wanted to change was the was a private stream right now, and then the video
mm-hmm.
player downsized.
Got it. Right.
But
yeah, great.
Let me see real quick.
But all the yeah,
sure
all the other stuff, just shoot me in an email, and I can process that, figure it out before we meet.
Let me make sure I didn't miss anything. Oh no, real quick. I might be doing something wrong on the 24/7 content.
Yeah.
When I did you change anything on that as far as how it recognizes?
Yeah.
Like the
I wanted to talk to you about that. So I think we need to do some editing of the schedule you have set up on Eric's site, because we used
yeah.
to use the IDs of stuff as it was on Drupal, and now you're
yeah.
using the IDs of everything on the new site, but we coded it to still look for the old Drupal ID even after we imported it to our new site. But all the IDs have changed. So it worked
okay.
as long as you were using content that was imported from Drupal. But now that you have new content, it's not working right. So what I
right,
need to
right.
make sure of is you're not, if you're pointing to any old content that was on the Drupal site, I need you to update it to use the new ID. And then once you've done that, I can update the schedule to use the new IDs instead of the old ones.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I can do that. Yep.
Yeah. I meant to call you about that last week, and I forgot. So thanks for reminding me.
So So update. So if I have anything, like any content that was on the old site or like added to the old site when it was live, just update the like update the IDs to what it's telling me now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way we're not dependent on those old IDs for anything.
Okay. Okay, I see. All right. Let's see. Yeah, the other stuff I'll email you.
All right.
That Friday.
That's cool.
And I want to go over what we talked about so far. So you showed us how to add pages.
Mm-hmm.
You recommend us to start adding, testing out by adding the pages that are on, like eidem.org, like the pages that are just info based, like information, pictures,
yeah,
and video based.
Yeah.
Okay. We have another layout. We can send you another layout to add layouts. And for me, for the eidem.org merge, I need to send you a footer design.
Mm-hmm.
Footer design. And I'll probably... Okay, yeah, footer design, and we need to create other pages. And the pages that are going to be blackballed are itinerary, which basically they'll be live events to the current site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. E-store, give, and partnership form.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, once we get those designed, we can merge then? Or,
Yep. Once you get those designed, you don't have to design those four that are for BlackBot.
Right.
What I was saying is I'm going to set up the header and footer on BlackBot and all the styling of the template there. So those pages should follow the same theme. The same format.
Okay. Okay. Then, other than that, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think my main thing is before we switch over to the single sign-on, I guess just let us know, or I guess I'll get with Darius so we can know, because we have to let everybody know that their logins are going to change, and I need to let...
Got it.
we have to let all these people know. Or have, like, a page, I guess, like a, well, we can design that, a page so let them know they have to sign, you know, create another.
I was under the impression that all the accounts were moved over or could be moved over from, so that people didn't have to redo their password. But if that's not true, then we would have to do that.
Yeah, well, their information is moved over, meaning, like, their account information. But because our NetCommunity allows them to have, like, usernames instead of using their email, and Luminate forces them to use their email address.
Okay.
Their email address now.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Well, good to know. So, yeah, I'll let you know before we're ready to switch that over. We can plan it.
Okay.
All right. Cool. All right.
Oh, I got a question about the itinerary and live events.
Yes, sir.
Like last time I checked, I think I'm still supposed to send you a design for that. But will Blackboard have like a certain like calendar or form that that we have to use for that?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they have a calendar page. If I remember right, you can show it as a calendar or as a like a table.
Okay, cool.
Like a list. Yeah,
because I wanted to have it show like either as a calendar or like a list or like a, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
That'll work. So yeah, we'll start playing around with the crate page, and
mm-hmm.
Will you have those logins for us today or tomorrow?
You can expect them by end of day today.
Okay. Cool.
I'll just use a common password, and then hopefully you guys will all go change your password just so it stays a little more secure.
Okay. Yeah, how do I change my password?
I'll make a link on there for you to do it.
Okay.
In fact, what I'll do, I'll set it up and just say, I'll just use random passwords, and then when you click on there for the first time, you'll have to just hit forgot my password. And you'll go through the link to reset it, and then you'll have the password you want.
Got it.
So
work.
I'll just give you all, or I'll give you an email, Darius, let you know when it's ready.
Okay.
I'll put instructions in there.
Okay. Good work. Any questions? You know, I got questions. Yeah, I don't have any questions. Noah, do you have any for us?
No, sir. I feel like this has been a good meeting. So.
Yep.
All right. So, Darius, you and I will circle back noon your time Friday. You're going to send me a punch list between now and then. I'm going to look through it and send you any questions I have. I'm going to get you guys logins today, and then I'll get my team working on the header and footer for Blackbaud.
Got it. That'll work.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thank you, Noah.
All right, Noah, I appreciate
it. Yep, appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.